Well, I mean, you
Software.
can with iTunes, technically.
You could, yeah.
I've been using, actually, I've been having a weird issue with Apple Music as of late, where I'll be like browsing or whatever, and it automatically brings me back to like my main screen or something of my the app.
Oh, Jesse, tell Josh what happened to me today. It was as funny as all get out.
Where?
Oh, when my thing failed to load? Okay, fly. I can click fly now that Ideal Flight started, right? And just it'll load and I just do everything all over again. Well, it's okay.
Okay, I'm gonna build the plan, whatever it goes. What was it, Sarah? Could not create,
and I didn't look at the error completely beforehand, so I'm like, oh.
Something, so she goes, okay, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna reinspect all the scenery.
Just in case, you know, something got corrupted, hey?
And she goes ahead, she reindexes everything, she tries again. Failed, and then I go, Sarah, I think I know what happened.
No, that was after I read the garbled error message to you.
Then I go, Sarah, I think I know what might be going on. Basically, she was trying to create that route with a beach baron.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. All right, Wendy, you actually didn't miss much. I'm doing this again. Oh, shoot. Wait, fly. Do I need to record? No, I just hit fly and Ideal Flight, and that's it. It'll just start.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that is if you're...
I'm now Sarah, so I'm not Joe Pilot anymore.
If you don't get the error that says that your XML is...
No, I'm... No, P3D is up and running, and I just turned everything off. And I hear thunder in the background. This is just going to be great.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have the same weather that you had originally.
That's fine. I don't care. At least I'll have that jet stream, so... Yeah. Oh, it's too bad I can't track my flight in Ideal Flight, like where I am, can I?
No, I don't think so.
Because I don't have...
You can tell, like, you can know, you can see where you're going, like what stuff is on the way, but.
Well, yeah, because remember, I don't have that one half line, so, can't, and the thunder rolls.
Yeah, you can, you have to actually literally click, you have to click one half.
I don't have it. I don't have that one half line, period.
You didn't see it.
Yeah, there's a button, you have to click the button.
There's no button. There's no one half button.
That's very strange.
Yeah. Let's see. Oh, let me rebuild the route real quick. Let me start it. Rebuild the route. Oh, come on.
God, Dad.
I heard that.
Again?
Is he okay?
Track light. Yeah, dude. Distance 110 nanometers. Altitude 26,900. Okay, never mind. I'm still way far away. Like, oh crap! I'm here listening to Spotify and I'm not even seeing the light.
Wait.
The headphones that I have, the music through them is like really nice.
The what? The what do you have?
The headphones that I got.
Yeah.
They're really good. Oh, hell, they're Logitech, so.
Yeah. So I don't have, I don't have that one half line at all. I have, you know, the plan tools. I have. Find input line, and you finally decide to start up. Jeez, find input line, iCows, and then my whole entire route. I slash O line, and then AVO, SE2 plan.
Can you click that line that's right after the find, and like hit shift tab or tab and see what it says?
What, AVO?
No, the one that's like above the one that's like below the find thing at the bottom. Like
my route?
Yeah, and then hit like shift tab or something.
Let's see. Flight plan cruising altitude speed not checked. No, I see flight plan cruising altitude speed not checked.
Try hitting shift tab again, maybe?
Property page find input line unknown. Property page find input line unknown.
Josh, where would that be on the screen? Because she doesn't see it.
It's just not there.
I don't think there's a way to like hide it. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. Sure. I mean, no, dude, I didn't see it either until I clicked the one half button.
That's the thing.
It showed up.
I don't have a one half button.
Is it like after that? Oh.
It's after the find, you know, thing. It's after the //. There's a one half button.
No, I have an AVO button after that.
Maybe she has to click that?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, let me start taxiing first. Hold on. I have 15 minutes to play.
Well, it depends. I mean, like, if you set 10 minutes for pre-play,
No. It took me literally about 15 minutes.
Boy. Hold on a second, guys. I'm gonna eat dessert.
Ooh, eat some for me.
Yep. Hold on, I'll be right back. Lucky Martin registered with our free registered people. Hold on.
Okay, so I have. Bottom plan. I have. Lucky Martin registered. Ideal flight path LNS ramp map. Top plan. Bottom plan. No next review mode. Top to bottom plan. Actually, I can't see it. So. Because I forgot that FSX pilot would cover the window. Golly, what's in my plane? I did bump. Jeez.
No, that's AccuFuel.
It's just shaking, shuddering, but then again, it is. I'm still taxing, but yeah.
It's probably the storm.
Storm shaking the. Whoops.
By the way, that Browse Airports dialogue is totally accessible. I didn't realize that.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
No, I'm talking about the actual browsing of it.
Yeah, I did it today.
Like, you can choose your, like, country.
Oh, jeez, what did I hit? Oh, that was thunder. Or something.
Really hope I can get this done. It's taking longer to index the scenery this time.
Yes, telling average readme again. Again this. Telling average readme other readme selected. Flying. Land. Say. Link. Send. Reply land.
I think I hit something.
It will hit stuff on the way.
I'm not sure what I hit, but it sounded bad.
Well, if you had damage on it, we'll just reset it. It's kind of annoying.
Oh, well.
Read only selected 5. Selection. Read only selected. Read only selected 5. Read only selected 212. Selection removed. Read only selected 154. Selection removed. Read-only selected 2.3. Selection removed.
Wait a minute, what? Why is it going up? 2.2, 2.3...
Read-only selected 2.3. Selection removed.
It shouldn't. I should be going down. What's going on here?
Because, well, it should change back. It's because it hit... Because you hit something, and it's... had to, it, you know, bounce back, you know, it like... revert, you know, change the other way, turn the other way, so it may... come back.
Yeah. Hope so.
Read-only selected 150. Selection removed. Read-only selected
200. If not, then you have to restart FSXP. I don't know what the stop command is to
Read only. Selected 152. Selection removed.
I'm making a right-hand, I'm making like a right-hand turn, so...
Yeah, she's probably gonna turn around and go back.
Try again.
Read only. Selected 212. Selection removed.
Yeah, it's going down.
Read only. Selected 151. Selection removed.
This storm isn't probably helping any, either.
Read only, selected 2.1, selection removed.
Yep, read only, it's definitely going down. Why it went 2 miles out of my way, or out of its way, I don't know. Ugh.
What?
I said, why it went 2 miles out of its way at point five, at waypoint 5 or whatever that's supposed to be, I don't know.
It's because, you know, it's... Whatever it hit, whatever MSXP hit, it had to, like... kind of... Basically made a turn, realized, I guess, that it was going off its path, and came back.
Hmm. Interesting.
It's probably gonna hit the damn same thing coming back.
Whatever it was.
Either a terminal or a, you know, like, gate or something, like a...
A passenger?
There's no people, there's just... Maybe a ground vehicle, who knows?
Yeah. The poor walker. My friend saw that actually when we were flying, or landing, or I think we were landing or taking off or whatever. He saw the person running or walking or whatever to alongside the plane.
Oh, and in real life or in?
Mm-hmm. In real life. He was describing it to me.
Like the guy who, you know, does pushback and stuff, the.
We were landing or taking off or something. He was describing what was going on outside the window. He hates planes. He hates flying. So he did his research and, you know, he basically learned what he could about every noise and everything that he, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Except he freaked. Is that noise okay? Yes, Ryan. How about that one? Ryan, we're fine. I'm gonna order a drink. You want one?
I don't really like flying. Like, I did it only. I've only flown once, so, like, but.
I absolutely hate flying.
I think if I were to do it again, I probably would be okay. You know, I would.
Oh, I've been flying since I was a kid. I mean, I've flown literally almost around the world.
Yeah.
So. But I absolutely just hate flying.
Like, why? Just the noises and stuff?
No. One, I'm motion sick. Two, I'm afraid of heights. And three, I'm afraid of heights.
Oh, heights, yeah.
And four, I always have this fear that the plane will crash.
Well, I mean, it happens.
I know.
But,
I mean, I'm flying in May, so... And I'm probably gonna take my medicine just so I can sleep all the way through.
Where are you headed in May?
Headed to Mexico. But we transfer at L.A., so I'm probably going to take my sleepy medicine and hope that my mom and dad don't have to carry me all the way through LAX. Or if they put me in a wheelchair or whatever so they could just get me there. I don't... they might have to if I can't, you know, if I'm just totally out of it.
I mean, I don't know really... There's really nothing. I don't know how you could really be afraid of heights because it's like you're not gonna see anything else.
It doesn't matter. I know that I'm high up in the air. I know the calculations for speed or something or whatever distance times time or divided by time or something. I don't remember now, but yeah.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Just finished eating me about a nice thing of like maybe 20, 30 grapes.
Nice, that sounds good.
Yep.
Yeah, we're going down 1.8. And I'm still heading toward 5, so I. Whatever it is, I haven't hit it yet.
Ground 26,970.
I'm going extremely slow.
Oh, sorry.
Spotted.
This airport's huge.
What's going on with poor Josh over there?
He is working on fixing his ideal flight problem right now.
Luckily, I haven't had any issues so far.
Demi Lovato body, say real one cup. Demi Lovato.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I may have, you know, you guys may see me just inadvertently. I'm about to do a new destination again, see if it generates.
And if we hear you roar, that either means it worked or it didn't.
Well, no, if you hear me, like, disconnect, it means that it didn't.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Is that when your computer restarts, or?
No, it's when it crashes.
Oh.
But it worked, so that's
good. Oh, nice!
So now he's gonna do a flight virtual flight.
I just don't know how to re-import my... Like, I have a backup, I just don't know how to re-import the old profile.
Is there a restore option somewhere? Wait, wasn't there an import somewhere, or am I getting confused with something else that I use?
No, I didn't see that.
Then I'm getting confused with something else I've used. There's gotta be a way to import that.
Redoing accepted. Redoing accepted. 1.8. Selection removed.
Huh? Why am I stuck at 1.8? Come on, move. I'm moving, obviously, but I'm not.
Redoing accepted. Redoing accepted. 1.7.
Oh removed. No, 1.7.
Grouping. Spotify document. HTTPS. / link. App. Spotify.
Gosh, I'm moving slowly. It's raining too.
Oh well, the flight plan took me from Cardiff to freaking somewhere in France.
Oh.
Oh.
In a beach van.
Okay. Does the manual say how to restore your flights?
I'm gonna take a look real quick.
Cause if it's easy.
I don't know how the hell to like. I wonder if I can. Oh. I wonder if I can load it down.
Oh, that thunder's really booming. Yeah, that's probably why it's going to take me a while to get there. I'm moving slowly. I have to. I hear the rain just pouring on the...
Focus, we go. 1.6.
Yeah, 1.6. Oh, maybe that's what happened. Maybe it was moving so fast that I skidded or something.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no, I can't back this up, because I think the problem lies in some...
Oh, so if you restore it, you might run into the same issue.
I think so.
Focus, reload, 1.6. Next track. Reload, reload, PC, PC, FM, 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 PC, selected 683, selected 0, selected 40, selected 20.
Yeah, I'm moving slow, but we're getting there.
Wow, these speakers have like some bass in them, like from my headphones.
Reload, selected 166, reload, selected 1.6, selection removed. Reload, selected 5, selection removed. Reload, selected, selection removed.
And I'm still heading toward waypoint, toward whatever, waypoint 5. Aw. I think I just hit whatever it is again. Yeah, I did.
What?
I just hit whatever it is again. Crap.
Yeah, this is the disadvantage with MSXP taxi. Well, with what virtual flights, I wouldn't even bother taxiing anyway, because...
Yeah, but it started me at the gate, so...
Yeah, go to the, go to the airport dialogue and just put in your airport and just go to the runway that way.
Wait, from where?
Or use tramp and go to the runways button.
Oh, and yeah!
Right-click the runway and just go to...
Yeah, I could do that. Let me close...
Xbox.
That.
Lockheed Martin registered with our PD
registry. Let's see.
Oh, you should have done that when you couldn't find runway 11.
Ideal flight top PLMS ramp.
Oh, yeah.
Top land. Bottom land, top land.
Ah, except I can't.
Lockheed Martin registered with our...
Why can't I see...
F-box window. Lockheed Martin registered with our PD. Ideal flight top PLMS ramp, map 1.
Okay, there we go.
Ideal flight top, climb 5, ICAL 760 and 10Z, I slash 09. ICAL 760 and 10Z, FDSR 60, double LLK 521 inches. I slash 09. Hey, no. SC2 clam. ID route 4,000 FTK, DS, M, time, fuel, pound, 3. SC, April, I slash 09. ICAL 760 and 10Z, FDSR 60, double LLK 500, 5 inches, line. Clam 2. Ideal flight
top, climb 5, ICAL 760 and 10Z, FDSR 60, double
LLK 500, 5 inches, line. Clam 2. Ideal flight top, climb 5, ICAL 760 and 10Z, FDSR 60,
double LLK 500, 5
inches, line. Clam 2. Ideal flight top, climb 5, ICAL 760 and 10Z, FDSR 60, double LLK 500, 5 inches, line.
Now I can't find the doggone runways.
Ideal flight coffee. Ideal. Clam 2. Find it. I 760 and 10Z. FDSR 60 double. I slash 09. Ayo. I slash 09. Right colon. I slash 09.
Oh, God. I haven't heard this song in ages.
Property page. Find it. Line. I checked. Recall. Find it. Unknown.
Unknown.
Property page. I slash 09. 760 and 10Z. FDSR. Generate auto route. Not checked. Flight clam 2. Property page. I slash 09. 760 and 10Z. FDSR 60 double. I slash 09. Recall. Pound FD 673 times 0, 0, 0.
Oh, there we go.
60 and 10 route degraded for 67 pound FD 20,600. 67 pound FD 60 and 10 route.
Yeah, you gotta listen pound to it carefully because sometimes it's buried in the text.
It wasn't there actually.
FD Smith extended 1 on 1 level 0. Level 1 RWY 0 to 1 on 1. RWY 11 1 on 1 level 1.
Ah, oh, there it is.
RWY right contact. Center map return. Using flight plan kit to TRS. Using flight plan U. Kit to TRS. Extend item on kit to TRS. Lockheed Martin registered with R3D registered before. Some menu dialog window. Some menu.
Okay, I said skip to here. Did my thing
Lockheed
just...
Martin,
oh, there we go.
Flight, flight, flight.
Ah, there we go.
Yep. Top, ideal flight.
There we go. So...
What it reloads the sim?
Sort of, kind of. Alrighty. So, let's turn that on. And... All right.
Josh, is it working for you now?
No, it's working.
What's his name? Steve Watts or something?
Steve Wait?
Like, Zero wait for me?
Like W-A-I-D-H-C, I think?
Zero tech,
okay. Because I was reading the other day on the page, I'm like, oh, what? 450
tech, we go, Lee. 900 tech, we go, Lee. 1,250 tech, we go, Lee.
Oh, cool, I didn't bounce this time. I bounced last time.
Nice.
1,800 deaths, we go.
So should I try clicking that AVO button and see what happens?
Yeah.
Left click. CCD greater
24,27,320, 1.3, 0, 9, 0, 4, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5
AC1 plan FT Smith. AC1 plan FT Fort Smith. ID route course alt FT, ID route course alt FT, whatever. It's just the table.
Yeah, still not
seeing it.
I'm gonna restore my whole user data.
Oof.
And if it crashes, then we know that it's something to do with something in this folder.
Well, it didn't work.
What happened?
Nothing, actually.
Huh. You weren't able to take off?
No. I'm in the air. I'm just trying to figure out how to get my one half line back. I've got 2 hours and 3 minutes to figure it out.
I'm not gonna hide mine to find out.
I don't advise it. In fact, I advise against it.
Track-like project.
Actually, hold on.
Altitude, 118 nanometers. 26,984 feet.
Oh, you're still...
I'm still 100 and... What? The...
Altitude, 119 nanometers.
I'm 119 nautical miles away. What the hell's going on?
Altitude, 26,984 feet.
Altitude,
943 feet.
444 knots.
Ground speed, 26,985 feet. Out 119 nanometers. No,
Let's see, AC1.
AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1. AC1.
No crash?
No crash, but damn it. No, I wish that I could figure out.
121.
Basically, it does happen every once in a while. I mean, there's no.
Is there a log you can give him? Well, I mean, you uninstalled
it
now.
Yeah, the flight log, but it's. You know, I've already given. Tyler's already given it to him.
Weird.
One half you.
Is there something in your system, in both your systems, that you two have in common, maybe?
Why the hell? What the fuck?
Ideal flight potential over 1,002. Ideal flight potential.
Argo, what happened?
What happened?
This thing, I don't know what the hell. This thing, created a flight, like, they used to destination thing. I don't know how this happened. LaGuardia, New York, to Eglinton, freaking UK, in a 7378.
What?
I don't think so.
Everything. Okay, dude.
I don't know what the fuck that was.
Maybe.
I had my departure set to KLGA.
Maybe.
You could try it. I don't know if you'd make it.
Yeah.
No.
I don't think you would.
No, it loaded up max fuel.
Oh.
One
you 100. Probably could make it, but, jeez!
Well, it's a long haul. It's seven... I mean, that's probably done in a freaking...
I would do it on a 777, but... Okay.
7 hours and 21 minutes.
Oof! Sounds about right.
Top left, bottom left. Close, close, coming, close. No mess.
Why the hell did it do that?
I wonder how Steve's doing. I bet you he's sleeping or something.
If he's even in the UK.
He is,
Well, I hope he didn't mind my very horrible British accent. Man, I want that one half line back. Oh well. I know
a if I knew what that button was called, I could probably look it up on the internet to see if there's any way of enabling that.
Yeah, that'd be nice. Because I saw it once, only once.
It is... let me see.
One. YYLJ 500 and 12-3-1. One half U. One RWYS. Five.
It's like right above where it says...
Because what I have is caps lock on. Hold on a minute.
Ideal flight off. Caps lock off.
Ideal flight off.
Ideal flight. You know. And then plan tools.
Find
input line. ICAO and my whole entire route.
I/O line
CYSM. AVO, AC1 plan, Fort Smith, and the table with my destination, or with my route.
What happens if you click that AC1 plan?
AC1 plan, FT Smith. Left A. AC1.
That's actually a tab in the thing where I can switch between the avionics and the whatever AC1 is. And it shows that I can actually select it if I wanted to, which I already tried. It didn't work.
There you go. I slash all system.
Could it be something in the maps, maybe? In the, in the interface?
I don't think so.
No. Tools. Context menu. Settings. F. Maps up menu M. Print. G. Print preview E. Print setup. Maps up menu M. Payment and registration. G. Help topics H. About FSTRAM. Settings. S. Maps up menu M. Settings. S. Settings dialog.
Yeah, maybe I hit something in the settings a while ago.
Right. Combo box. Help button. Cancel button.
Interesting. Yeah, the... basically, it... created the longest flight. I guess it can make it. But it's
Wow.
The fuel is the main issue.
I'm surprised it would. I mean, you'd be landing basically on fumes.
Yeah. Checkbox checked all plus key. Green color mode. Normal radio button checked all plus key.
No, you basically would be landing basically on Fumes. Let me hide that real quick.
Cancel button, help button.
Lucky margin registered with
RPM registered before. No best, no best.
Speed limit below 10,000 feet.
Combos on
200 and 50 kts.
I'm in need of some. I'm in the mood for some entertainment.
I will regenerate.
Yep.
It always scares me when it says ideal flight not responding.
Oh, yeah.
But I think it's creating graphs and stuff. That's what's up with that. Oh, route compatibility warning, destination parking. Oh, so it actually can make this now.
Wow, really? I'm surprised.
Oh, no. It chose a better flight. Freaking, Gaylord, Michigan.
Oh, that's better. Oh, you redid the destination thing?
Well, it did when I reset the, when I reset it to like generate plans for to like the closest airport that can handle the range.
You do that through settings or you do that through the flight generator?
I do that through the flight generator, but I'm gonna actually, now that it's working again, I'm going to change it to, you know, KLGA to KMIA. Fly virtual.
Ooh, nice. Oh, I'm not getting my traffic that I normally get from Ideal Flight. It's running. I don't hear my other plane. Oh, right. Did I need to set that up somewhere?
No. Unless you're not tuned in to the right frequency.
I'm tuned into the right frequency. Yeah, I'm not hearing my other planes. I miss all my real world, not real world, but I miss all my Project World and that person going to LaGuardia.
Wait, what did you...
I'm not getting the traffic that I would normally get in the in Ideal Flight, like...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Is it there, or are they just not... talking, or what's...
You should be getting it, I don't know.
I created a new profile, so... me.
yeah, that should matter. It should be creating traffic.
I don't hear it.
Are you on the KTC? I think, are you using ATC, or is it just flight following?
Flight following. I want to know where in the heck I am. I should be hearing my other traffic.
I'm not gonna try this, but I didn't want to load it to see what it loads.
Because that was actually really cool.
Wait, cruise altitude 3,000 feet? Get the hell out of here. What the hell is going on here?
What?
Wow.
I'm gonna try to create the scenery database for my profile. Maybe like it didn't. Maybe I'm gonna do that again.
Good luck. It takes about. Maybe. Well, mine took about maybe. 2 or 3 minutes.
See, yeah, that's a problem. It should take longer.
I'm not sure how long it took, but yeah, I think mine took about 2 or 3 minutes.
Well, wait a minute. This is how many? No, this is.
Okay, it's bringing me down. At 102 miles away from my destination.
Wow. Okay, I started mine like 30 miles away, but alright. Yeah, so in ideal flight, if I actually look at the window with screener view, I see blank, blank, blank. I know I'm flying with it, but yeah, I can't actually see where I am.
Ideal flight location world, visit Firefox 01.3, Xbox 01.4. Visit ideal flight location world, ideal flight location, top, bottom, left. Zoom meeting ID, 2000, Zoom Pro, flight level, double, project, NLY, 2002. Typo 2001. OBS Studio, Xbox 01.3, OBS, Typo 2001.
Okay, good, I'm descending at 1300 feet per minute.
Oh, perfect. Zoom meeting ID, Zoom Pro, FDA. Your autopilot, by the way, is going to shut off about 300 feet, but yeah, you're going to be reading.
Freaking accidentally made, the departure, like I basically made a free flight. I did KLGA and then I forgot to, like I made, I forgot to put, like I put like new departure and
how
then I
the,
forgot, to,
wait,
forgot to.
How in the hell would you plan a free flight? How the hell would you do that?
It all it does is it'll put, like, yeah, it gives you a briefing for it. It's like 3,000 feet, it gives you a couple. Fuel and stuff, and it, I mean, that's cool for like stuff like air hauler, like I said, like, you know, your type rating stuff.
Oh, so like, what does it do? Like, it flies you like in a circle?
Air hauler, yeah, it'll fly you, like, it'll say, you know, take off, you know, it'll give you like a bunch of maneuvers to do, like. And like altitudes, like it'll say climb to 3,400 feet and turn to 045, and then oh okay, now turn to this heading, turn to that heading, climb to 5,000. Oh, okay, now go back to your departure and land. That's essentially what type of.
And you have to do this. You can't do this with the control tower, obviously.
No, you have to just do it.
So how are you doing this? How do you read this with air hauler and do what you're supposed to do?
Because with Tramp, when that autopilot override thing, I just I just put in what air hauler tells me, climb to this altitude, put in this, you know, and it works. Problem is Tramp can't land the freaking King Air for shit.
Actually, I've not been having issues.
Yeah, but I mean, what has your landing rate been like in the dark?
600-700. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is kind of not good for air hauler. It'll like stay that, you know, you have to try again.
Can you use a different plane?
I could, but if the problem is like a lot, like, you know, it won't let you use like Boeing's and stuff for like starters.
No, can you use like a Carinato?
I can try that one. I can try the Bonanza. That's on the, what is it, the hard difficulty? I think it's the Bonanza. You get less money when you start to set up with the Bonanza.
Or you could try the, what was I flying? What was I flying, Jesse? with that mission, that long mission in February, what was I flying? The,
The C-130?
It wasn't a C-130.
De Havilland.
De Havilland. You could probably use that.
Well, for 105 passengers and luggage, it's 25,011 pounds.
Okay. You could probably try... Will Air Hauler let you try the De Havilland?
Yeah, I could try that.
Okay, the landing has been... Landings have been kind of weird, too, but if you could... Like, if you could find a way to land it better, it might work.
Huh. Yeah, I may have to use MCE to get the pitches and stuff.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe it's just, like... Maybe it's the stupid airport I'm choosing. Like, I'm choosing Philadelphia. Maybe it's just not gonna work.
You could
maybe,
choose...
Maybe you just have to use MSX Pilot, because, like, I've been using MSX Pilot, and sometimes it's not...
No. Well, you could use Miami. That airport's low, low, low. 8 feet.
Yeah, I might try that.
Or if there's an airport... Oh, there's an airport in Death Valley, but that's at minus... I'm not kidding. Yeah, you're below sea level.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So I'm not really sure how you'd read those... AGLs, but yeah, minus what? Yeah, it's really weird. It's really cool, but yeah.
Oh, I like how, like, you know, my profile is like my shadow aircraft and stuff was saved because it saves your profile.
Oh, nice. Where do you go to set that up? I mean, not that I'm going to do it now, but...
Mission screen.
Yeah, I can't do that now, and I won't, because I'm in the middle of a flight.
Oh, look at that. Jacqueline Cochran is the shadow pilot.
Hey, if you can figure out how to make an AI, you have my full permission to use me. At least my name, anyway. Or
yeah,
at least my first name.
I think, I'm going to try to figure out how to put a bunch of names in there. And, it'll choose that. It'd be interesting.
I think I might create, if we could figure out how to do it, I think I might create Jesse, I might create you, I might create Wendy, I might create, Declan.
Yeah. Except that's real useful when you're on ATC, though, because if
you could hear it.
Your ATC will call out. I'm gonna try this flight that was. PS3, see how well it works tonight.
Which one do you think is really good? PS3 or Pro ATCX?
Pro ATCX is the best out there, but we can't use it.
Pro ATCX is the best out there as far as procedures, not as far as voices. Pro ATCX will literally do what they do in real life. They'll give you a SID to use, on clearance. Problem is, I cannot. It's the taxi thing. FSX Pilot will tax you to the hold short point, not to the center line.
Is there a way we could find it?
No. I wonder if you can just move forward a little bit. I mean,
until it tells you, maybe?
Yeah. Perhaps. I mean, I might try that next time. I really want to use it. I love it. I love the procedures in it. Like, especially now with FS Tramp, we can fly the SID. You know, it's added manually, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever it tells me.
I mean, it's worth a try.
But I'm going to...
Oh, that's why I'm slowing down. I was like, holy crap, what the hell happened to my engine? I'm like, oh crap, I'm almost at 10,000 feet.
Oh! Did you do the shift slash? It's a little late, but yeah.
Yeah, I did it at about 18,000.
Oh.
Again, well, I'm gonna try flying this thing. I
probably will need sighted help to check that box.
Yeah.
Crud.
It's kind of annoying.
It is.
See, now there is a thing in the profile. Like, I mean, again, because it's not labeled yet. If it's a thing in the profile, it should make your flight today's date.
Yes, I saw it, and I did it.
So it will make your flights on, like, today's date? Like,
yep, sure will. What you need to do is use screen review and guess. It's two in the flight planner, I believe. Where did I find it, Jess? Two checkboxes after the...
Profile. No, it wasn't your profile.
Oh, yeah, that's right, it was. Button. It was one of the dock buttons. I think it was, it was somewhere. Oh, yeah, it showed, like, the date and the time, whatever. It checked. There were some checkboxes, which I forgot what they did. And then there's a button. If you hit that, and then you go back to your date and time, it'll actually show up. Yeah.
Okay, this is not good. Like, no crash again, but I got the damn scenario error again, which is not
good. Oh!
What scenario error?
The thing about you can't load the ideal flight scenario because of the fucking XML error.
What?
Or something.
Oh boy. Something's corrupt. I hope it's not, the antivirus program.
Well, that's a possibility.
I don't have an antivirus program other than,
Defender might have.
Yeah, but why is it all of a sudden happening now?
I don't know. I've had weird things happen to me, too. Like, oh, it thought that one of the EXE files I'd been using for months was suddenly a virus, and it quarantined it. I'm like, wait, what?
Huh.
You
okay,
just
how do
never
I,
know.
How do I disable Defender real quick so that I can...
I don't know how to disable it.
You have to go, I think, into, like, settings, and then...
I don't know, the thing is, it's not deleting it, but freaking PCG is saying it's corrupt. What the hell?
Uh-oh.
Like, it's saying that it can't load it.
Okay.
And if I delete it, it's gonna crash.
It's gonna crash. Weird. So far, knock on wood, I'm not having any issues. So far. Except for the one that I ended up creating today, but that was my fault. Yeah, I'm not hearing my traffic. What the crap? Yeah, it didn't generate my traffic. I'm the only one in the flight ideal plan. I only see my aircraft.
Oh, what the hell? Are you supposed to have traffic? Does it say in the briefing that there's supposed to be traffic there?
I don't ever remember seeing any briefing about traffic. Or
no,
anything
in your briefing, there's a section about AI
departures
and AI levels.
Oh, let's see. Let's see. Ah, no! Whoops. Good job, Sarah. Enable early traffic, yes. Hide parked aircraft, yes.
Do a find command for AI departure.
Let's try that again. Nope. Bless you!
Bless you, you!
No, so apparently there's no... Is there a way to set that up next time?
No, it's there. It does it by default.
Because I don't see it in the plan. In the briefing, sorry. I don't see it in the briefing.
Where is it? Let me go look at it.
Selection of the beat. AI. Visit a file that is not okay.
Not there. No, I'm using Windows.
Should be using her. She doesn't have a virtual machine.
No, I'm talking about, you know, because I know she uses the Mac to transfer stuff.
No, I'm using the Mac to, or no, I'm not using the Mac right now. I'm using it to, you know, talk on to people on Skype and stuff and check email. But right now, I'm purely on Windows.
There's a problem if it's not generating.
Oh, wait a minute, I do see it. I see it, but it's not in the ideal flight. I see it, but it didn't make it to my sim. Except there are only two of them. Actually, there is no, all I see is AI aircraft arrivals. That's it. No departures, so.
Oh, cool.
Which is weird, and there are only two of them, a jet fighter and... Yeah, there's a Constellation, and a jet fighter. Both are arriving 10 and 16 minutes from CYEU, wherever that is.
Start time 135. Take off time 145 PM. Flight distance 572 mm. Peak 360 PM. Flight time 132. Fuel time 260. Land. Fuel capacity 46,060 mm. 10. Lucky margin registered 3RPD registered. Lucky margin 428 PM.
I love ideal flight. I love ideal flight. Like, and it like doesn't load all the. I don't know. Loads the scenery that you need, so it starts up way faster.
P3D.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I've noticed that.
Why 1,700
feet.
1,650
feet.
Nice.
1650.
Your landing is. Yeah. Your autopilot probably is going to shut off at around, mine shut off like maybe 100 feet above my, altitude, or above my runway, like, ah! I wasn't ready for it.
Okay, interesting. It must be a profile thing then. Wow.
What happened?
I that the profile the probe the that error that I had, I tested it with a new profile, I created a new Joe Pilot thing.
Ah.
And I loaded it and it worked. So I'm gonna just for testing, I'm gonna go back and try to reload that Miami flight that I created, and if it doesn't load, then I know that it's something to do with the profile.
Yeah. Can you send him your profile and, like, well...
I can zip it up, yeah. Dropbox or something.
Where does it keep it? Just in case I ever need to troubleshoot.
Well, I made a backup of it, but it is in your ideal flight folder.
Under program files?
Yeah.
Ah. Alright. That works.
Weather reports. Local scattered on route, tested forecast, land, route, season, land, way 1, region, main land, airport size is an 84, under CCA 8.0, MD0233, MD0287,
0','1,144,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,000,4,
this is public release. But I hope mine never corrupts. Well, I mean, I guess when I'm done with every flight, I could make a backup, and, if it crashes, I could revert back to a, older backup, and, yeah, just lose that flight. Or something.
Interception, C-Y-5, 729
feet.
I love this one. literally should be the same fucking file.
Weird.
Well, maybe that. Let's see, it's gonna load. Oh, I got my profile set to it'll load the freaking default first, then it'll load the. Yep, yeah, that one won't load.
Uh-oh.
That is, wow. And I think the damn thing just crashed as a result of not being able to load it, but I mean, I can, you know, fix that with a new profile.
Oh man, you're gonna have to, like, redo all, like, a whole bunch of flights or something.
Oh, dude, I just, like, landed, and then every time I hit dot, it's going deep, 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 and the plane's not even stopping.
What?
Well, at least I made it.
Yeah, but, your ideal flight's gonna, like, have something to say about that. Oh, so you're basically having the same issue I had. Sort of.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I just shut down, and it still showed I was moving, by the way, at 5 knots. I'm like, what? That was just weird.
Forget it. Minus 11:17
Ah! Oh, ho, 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 ho. Oh, lucky, you're lucky that wasn't for, You're lucky that wasn't for, Fly Virtual. How would Alex put that? You just sent that plane to hell, or something like that.
It's strange, it's like if my thrusters don't want to work either. I don't know what the fuck's going on.
But so you lost brakes or you lost thrusters? Uh-oh.
Like, I hit the dot and I hear doot 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 doot, like a low pitch.
I hear that through your headset, I was wondering what that was. That's strange. Yeah, you lost your brakes. Or something.
Oh my god, I'm still moving and I'm hitting stuff. What the heck? And I shut down my engine.
What?
You see how much I can salvage.
Wow. Not good.
4:38 p.m. Zoom meeting, Zoom, lucky margin register, we are from yes to 2.3, type of 1.4, ideal flight professional 1.3, Xbox 1.2, machine chat with the Firefox 1.2, Zoom meeting, ID 261, Zoom profile, flight double, left DMA, start RTFR, lucky margin, yes, type of 1.4, lucky margin register, we are free register. Ideal flight dot DMA, SM.
Oh, I think I'm in the jet stream.
Wait, how do you guys know there's a jet stream? Is it because
I did this route before. I did this route before. I was moving extremely fast. Like, it cut maybe an hour off of my time.
Yeah, but I mean.
Oh, it said jet streams. It said jet streams in my thing. Plus, going at 450, about 460 KTS when I'm only set for 315. Yeah, I'm just moseying right along. So if I am in that jet stream, I'm definitely taking advantage of it.
Wait, what the hell? It's just a landed. What the hell happened here? It's just a landed in water?
What? How?
Oh, crap. I know what happened. I think I broke my landing gear. That's what happened. It's just exceeded landing gear something too fast. What?
What happened?
Error messages. Gear exceeded impact limit. Minus 2,100. Oh! Oh, I failed that flight.
Yeah, you sort of made it. Sort of. Not really.
Ideal flights causing you to have these failures?
No.
Yeah, no.
Yeah,
yes,
no?
Yes, it can.
Oh, then I guess I couldn't break my reverse thruster was damaged.
Somehow.
Because I couldn't stop. Like, I was hitting the period key to stop.
Well, dude, remember, dude, like, I mean, I don't know, like, I have the failures out, but I haven't been, like, you know, put your landing gear down. Like, when did you put your landing gear down?
About 29.
Unless maybe that damage when you hit the ground, I'm not sure.
Maybe.
See, because I tried to stop and I kept hearing. And it usually doesn't do that when I hit dot.
No, it just stops.
I think you had a landing gear failure.
Wow, and I don't know how to turn off the failures.
Isn't that like in settings somewhere?
I don't know. I don't know what. Because I know they're on by default, that's all I know.
Oh, great. Mine too? Well.
I guess you've been doing pretty good there. You haven't had me yet.
That I know of. Just don't jinx it.
Probably already have.
There's a thing here, you click default, it sets it back to default settings.
Well,
but the default settings are the failures on, dude.
No, I'm just saying because Sarah was asking me for it, like, how would you, like...
Yeah, assuming if you mess... Oh, I think I asked that in the profiler, something, I don't remember now. Yeah, I was going at 315 nautical miles, but in the jet stream, I was going like at 468, 469 for a while. It was great. It shaved like an hour off my. It was great. Oh yeah, Winnipeg. I'm now over Winnipeg. I didn't realize Winnipeg was that huge.
More settings button off plus M. Pressed. Cancel button off plus C. Set for part. Set for part 3D main window cap on this. Launch at top. Show scenario
load B. Let me see
something. Flight message. Flight. In flight message. Con amount messages. In flight message. Error messages. In flight message.
By the way, when you install a new aircraft, it'll automatically come up with an aircraft index and put it in the...
Really?
Yep.
Nice! That's convenient.
Yeah,
now, what if you take some away? It'll automatically index or something?
Yeah.
Nice.
There's something here, in-flight message, failure message, error message.
Those are the messages. You want that? I'll ask him if I can.
I don't like the dashboard.
Oh, that's how you delete Joe Pilot. Okay. You have to hit no and then okay because it's telling you to make sure to back up.
Ah.
And I was hitting yes before. I'm like, how do I get rid of Joe Pilot?
I don't like Joe Pilot. Joe Pilot's boring.
Joe Pilot, zero. Delete pro default player in your grass and NGS. Yes button on plus one. Press.
Joe Pilot's boring.
There he goes.
There he goes.
Blue button on plus N. Don't choose combo box day arena. Reno, combo box is the button. Button. Combo box. One. Jesse. Flight's locked.
There we go.
Combo box. One. Jesse. Flight's locked. Four collapsed. Context menu. Home page. Submenu. Submenu. Save unavailable S. New menu. Delete view. Committed profile unavailable C. Limited profile unavailable L. Use pilot details as default U. Use original pilot default U. Set time and date to now to U.
Oh!
Check ICA link.
You can set the time and date to now with the context menu.
Really? I didn't know that.
Menu, you know that menu sub menu thing that's not labeled?
VR.
There's a thing that says set time to now.
Oh, well, I didn't have to use the button. That's alright though, it worked. It still worked. Nice. That menu you can do a lot with.
Ideal, like professional. Context menu.
No, you can navigate the entire app with that.
Yeah, it's... Well, not all of it, but... I mean, I can't navigate the whole flight planner with the menu alone, but...
Oh, yeah, but I mean, you can, like I'm saying, you can get to everywhere with the menu. It's like...
I'm noticing that. I kind of, now that I'm used to the interface, I'm just getting... I mean, now that I'm used to the interface, I think I like it.
Left arrow contents link, left arrow previous link, next right arrow link, index right arrow. Left arrow previous link, next right arrow link, index right arrow link, airport, homepage link. Copy and paste the clipboard link. Next left arrow previous link.
Flight level, level, B-Contest, and Y-O-1, comment 2.
Loading page.
Ideal flight health. Flight level, B-Contest, and Y-O-1, comment 2. Heading
level 1 contents. Next right arrow link, index right arrow.
Even though I'm not, what I'm going to do is I'm going to track this in Project Fly, but I'm not going to resubmit it in Project Fly. I'm just going to cancel it because, yeah, I need to know. I actually want to know. Maybe, come on. Oh, wait, can I? You know, it's too bad I can't rebook something I've flown in my flight log. That'd be nice. I don't think I can. Let me see.
Set your default directory to your flight plans.
Oh, that works.
Okay.
Next page, 3, 2, 1, unavailable. 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 Next page, 3, 2, 1, unavailable.
My planes are actually moving. The traffic is actually moving. Cause it generates just the traffic that it needs, and then like I'm just.
I wonder why only two planes that were landing in my case. I probably passed by those airports already.
If it's fine
reading your CFG, if your plane is designed well, that is. Oh! Oops. I almost damaged my keyboard.
No, wait a minute. How do you choose a random aircraft?
You go to
configuration files can be placed into the system. Multiple require 3D configuration. Random aircraft from the pop-up menu. Submenu. Random aircraft. Chooses random aircraft from those available.
From the pop-up menu. Submenu and then random aircraft.
Oh, from the aircraft screen.
Mm-hmm.
Which area of the help are you looking at, Jesse?
27,000
I was just looking at the mission/aircraft.
Oh, parameter.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Because I want to see if it says here how you can turn off failures.
Yeah.
A landing site in the grill is a parking location without an airport.
Oh, cool! I just heard an aircraft take off.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
I think I heard one of mine like back there too. It sounded loud, whatever it was.
Like ATC cleared him for takeoff, and
no, I didn't hear ATC do anything.
Look, and it said no contact departure. They took off, and it was a Lombardi Air.
Oh, nice!
It was a Lombardi Air 10104.
Yeah. I wonder why mine only generated two aircraft that were landing. That was it.
Because,
not even at my right.
There's a data thing in there that says that it'll only generate, well, by default, it generates 10 planes per plan, like total. So that it doesn't bog the CPU down.
Makes sense. And you. I mean, that would just be. But. Why did it only generate two, both landing at CYEU or wherever it said?
Because those are like small airplanes that land at those airports. You know, so the other one is probably other planes that generated are probably jets or something.
No, it only generated two. That's it. Just two aircraft.
Oh.
It didn't generate 10 at all.
Yes, but what I'm saying is, like, the aircraft departures and landings, those are just the aircraft that are landing. That doesn't count the aircraft on the route. does that it generates while you're in the air?
Well, right now it didn't generate any. I'm in the air, so... Which is kind of weird. Well, I'm not going to do it now, but is there a place I can check?
I don't know. I have to,
Because it worked with Joe Pilot. Worked great with Joe Pilot.
Yeah, I know. It works fantastic with Joe Pilot. I think we have to create our profiles over again.
Great. Well, I just created mine today, so...
Oh, that's good. Yeah, I only had one flight on his profile, so...
I'm only gonna have...
Pilot is gonna be renamed to Joshua Tubbs, and it's going to... I'm gonna put all my settings.
Oh, nice. I could rename Joe Pilot to me and keep his settings, or I could as a backup and then.
Well, I'm gonna just keep this damage profile around so I could. He wants to do some testing.
Nice.
Oh, he just wrote to you just now?
Yeah, he's like up now. Like, it's late at night, but he's up trying to fix this. Problem.
Oh, by the way, listen to this.
When Gravar 3D is already running and you start a flight, some PC system configurations can fail to start the sim properly and show a blank screen instead. The same happens if you choose a .flt file in an Explorer open with Gravar 3D. In this case, simply start the flight again from it pro. Heading level 2 exit.
Okay. Yeah, alright. Well, I mean, I won't do that then. I'm not
I won't either. I mean, my computer's just weird anyway. I just won't take the risk. I know, because then when you go to view profile and you like look for the failure, like there's failure settings where you can be, it's like yes, and then you change them on to no. I don't know where to do it though. I think I saw that somewhere. That's probably where the AI stuff is too. Maybe I shut something off or. Well, I didn't shut anything off. I just left everything, I think. Those things are just not. Screen review works okay. I mean, I could kind of tell what was going on, but yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
I wasn't paying attention. What were you guys doing?
He found it. It's on the mission to do a fine for failure, I guess.
Oh.
We're on that page, weren't
you? Okay, that makes sense. And this will hopefully affect your profile, or will it affect the whole entire program?
No, it's a profile.
Ah. I wonder if that's why I'm not getting any AI. Like, none. So I didn't even go into the... I've never even been to the mission... in the missions, screen. For either Joe Pilot's or my profile.
No, I think something happened. Maybe it's just that play. Maybe that's something...
Twice?
No. Maybe that...
Oh, hold on.
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Oh,
I
couldn't stop.
Oh, I think I'm making a descent or something.
Oh my god. It says manually adapt the probability to make the aircraft that is in disrepair. Oh!
Double wide yield 160 block. DLP degrader 20, YLD degrader 200, 25,650 FTR double. 25,520.
Yep, making my descent. Wow, that was quick. That was really quick, actually, quicker than the last time.
What,
it has not. It has not been 2 hours.
How much you want to bet your comms failed?
Yeah. Oh.
Your radio probably went...
Then how come I'm able to contact the control tower?
Oh, okay, never mind.
Well, one of them failed.
Electrical failure. Engine. Heading, vertical velocity. Transponder. Nav. Pitot. Vacuum. Brake failures included. Total brake failure. Left brake. Right brake. Other failures included. Vacuum failure, electrical failure, hydraulic, pedal blockage, static port blockage.
Port blockage?
Yeah, maybe my radio did fail or something.
There's gotta be a way for us to turn all this crap off.
They tell you how to enable it, we just have to go and do the opposite thing and disable it.
Oh, sounds easier said than done.
So it's...
Not that I always want a perfect flight.
So it's basically in the mission screen.
Yeah.
So what probably happened, I landed, something happened, I damaged something, my thrusters went...
Yeah.
...out in my brakes.
I wonder what happened now. What if it was like aggressive landing and you played with the ground and the fucking brakes played?
Oh, maybe.
Yes, it says I landed in like a forest or something, and then it says I landed in the water. I'm like,
what?
Well, I guess, I mean, the brakes may have, the brakes hit the water. That's kind of fucked up, probably fucked up the hydraulics and the...
And
electric.
Everything else.
God.
Basically, it embarrasses the hell out of you, is what it does.
Oh, dude. I just hope Euro Flight 3 doesn't have this. This will be like bad. Oh, crap, I kissed this. Or even worse, when you try to take off and your engine fails.
Oh, that would not be good.
Uh-oh.
Okay, Chewie, punch it!
Well, I'm not... well, I can submit this to WWE. They, I'll just have to
submit. They don't care about the man. Yeah.
No, but you could say brakes failed.
This was with... dude, I guarantee you that with Fly Virtual, this would have been instantly rejected.
I would have...
Well, yeah, probably because, well, not it's not because of landing weight, but because you landed in freaking water. And
yeah. Well, look at Sully Berger, whatever the hell his name is.
Yeah, I forgot his name.
Bird Strike.
Would they be able to see you landed in water? Like, with the Fly Virtual, if that happened? If you had an accident?
If the 8 cars recorded it.
But, yeah, I don't know if it does it. I know Premieres will, because I took off the water once by accident.
Oh!
Where was the mission monitor thing? I think it's in the icon shelf. I think it's under flight generator.
Yeah, no, I think what happened with my with the whole, I mean, I guess because you can have your instruments fail too, so I think what happened with some of the flights I took with Ideal Flight is that it fucking, my speedometer and my like climb thing failed.
What?
I don't know what instrument that is, but it's like, but it was like 0 KTS, 0 feet a minute when we were climbing.
I'm sure you still were climbing though.
No, we were climbing, it's just that whatever the hell that instrument is, it was failed, I guess.
Yeah. Your speedometer and your... Where's Alex when we need him? I'm sure he probably would know. I don't know nothing about... I don't know anything about this kind of stuff. All I know is so far, knock on wood, I'm having a very good flight. Well, except my comm kind of isn't working right, but yeah. I can deal with that.
I wonder if, like, you know, maybe like one of the radios, like, you know, because Radio 1 can fail, Radio 2...
Yeah, maybe that failed.
Oh, it says failures are disabled. So I wonder what the hell happened.
Huh?
Hmm. Could it be something in pre-flight?
Well, maybe you should have maybe put the throttle back as well, like, you know, when you're...
I had the same issue, like, my autopilot went off and, yeah, I forgot how high the runway was and oops,
so let go of F2 and hold period, and then, you know, and then hit F1, which actually pulls the throttle back. That's how you stop, and then hit the parking brakes.
Except in my case, I was still moving at 5 knots.
Because the park... No, you're not.
No, I was. It showed that even in Project Fly.
Oh.
It was weird. My landing, though, was almost perfect. Minus 400-something. I'm hoping I can pull that... Well, I'm hoping I can pull that off again.
Not exactly perfect. I mean...
No. It's better than what I have been getting.
Yeah.
Perfect would be, like, minus 20. Actually, perfect would be, like, 10, maybe?
Huh, I wonder what happened... I wonder what happened if the compass failed. Like, you would get, like, inaccurate readings.
Oh, gosh!
FS Tramp.
Oh, yeah.
It would be like 0 degrees.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not like I can look out the window. Oh, let's see. I think I'm going this direction?
30,400 deaths we've
actually, the sound pack doesn't have a master battery. If it does, I can't hear it. I mean, it has a master battery, of course, but I can't hear it.
Hmm.
Oh, Jesse didn't do it, but I almost dared him to open his door on, like, when he was in the air. He was like, I'd better not. Because I'm still hearing thunder out.
Yeah, dude, in order to, you can choose, like, in those lists of planes, hit space on the plane you want your shadow to use.
Oh. I see.
Now, what if you're flying a flight that your shadow plane can't fly?
Then switch the plane.
Switch the plane, yeah. To like a.
Yeah, I wish we could do those vessel landings. That'd be cool.
That'd be nice. That'd actually be neat.
Yeah, because I know that in.
I don't think you turned it on. Did you turn it on? I don't know.
No, I didn't. Because I know that in pre-par, my settings are set to custom, but the only thing I turned off was the
unlimited fuel.
Was the unlimited fuel?
Yeah, no, that should be good. No, like I said, I think it's you know, you had to pull the throttle back too for.
I hit F1 when I heard it go click. When the autopilot kicked off, I hit F1.
No, I'm talking about like actual like trying to stop. Like you hold the brake, you hit period, and then hit F1 to actually literally stop, because it's not just the brakes aren't gonna pull the throttle back.
Only because I was trying to hit my thrusters and they didn't ever kick in.
Oh.
Like reverse thrust. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
That would be an issue.
You have to do it immediately after landing, though, otherwise it's probably going to just think you're wanting to stop.
Wow, I made it to my descent point extremely quickly.
I wonder if I could start the... Like,
cool.
Start the flight plan and then have it warp me over to my descent and then practice the landing thing.
I don't know, dude, because it's hard to get to the add-ons menu in there, like with the briefing in the way.
He could probably have Tramp do it.
No, you can't. Not with you can't warp with Tramp like that. Well, actually, yes, you can, I guess, but it's not gonna do what it's not gonna do the advanced time thing that Ideal Flight does, which is cool. It'll change the fuel and
when it's
top of descent, you know, so you can just practice landing or whatever.
Oh, cool.
Well, you can go straight to approach, but then the problem is it won't change altitude, so Trample is going to have to do a friggin' nosedive.
I guess if you can make that briefing get out of the way, it would be much easier.
Well, yeah, I told him, like, to make a setting where I told him to add the add-on menu thing to that, to, you know, be made to that menu, and like while you're in the flight, add it to the, like, add those options to the
to the context menu.
Yeah,
that's a good idea, actually.
Hide display. Oh, I wonder if you turn that on, if it'll freaking hide the briefing.
I'm kind of afraid to try that.
Hide display text or hide display.
Hide display?
Or hide display text?
Because if it does, I mean, because we have the HTML briefing, we don't need the copy and the simulator.
No.
7060
text. I mean, it's accessible enough, but...
Oh, yeah, but...
Okay, let me see. So I'm gonna load... So I'm loading it up now.
Lockheed Martin registered for part 3D registered B4.
making sure we're loaded.
Damn.
What was that?
Thunder. Sounded like it.
No, that was the plane, like, going onto the runway or something. Okay, so I'm on the runway now.
Oh, did you change it to the active runway? The plan? Like the planner?
How do you do that? I just have it, I just had it create the actual route.
Well, yeah, but then it's probably gonna put you,
it's gonna put you at a gate.
Yeah, oh, how do you have it put you at the active runway, though?
There's a checkbox next to the location thing that, that instead of putting you at a gate, it's gonna say active runway, and then you just check it, and it'll put you there every time.
Oh.
But we don't want to do that for things like fly virtual.
Uh-huh.
But I mean, it's good for testing purposes if you just want to like test stuff.
Oh, of course.
Recognizing. Scenario briefing. Scenario briefing. Ideal flight briefing.
5,500 text.
Flight 1,000. No, it doesn't freaking.
Work. ND. Tools. Help. Add-ons. Writing. JN.
Add-ons. Okay.
JN. Writing. Add-ons.
Hit enter, and then it should click it. But then writing, you
add-ons.
Get to the.
Writing. Add-ons.
I don't know, I hit enter, but it didn't.
No, you gotta rescan again, dude.
Lockheed Martin registered for recognizing.
Assuming it worked in the first place.
Yes. Scenario briefing.
Usually it does.
Flight 1123. Output. It worked. ND. Help. Add-ons. FSTRAM. So. If. Main. If. Advon. Time. Evalu. WEAT. TS menu. Time menu. ND. On menu. Menu.
Time menu. Okay.
On menu.
Hit the time menu. And then,
register. Recognizing.
Yeah.
Result document. Oh. Scenario briefing. Hey. It worked, Jules. ND. Add-ons. FSTRAM. So. If. Main.
4,560.
Yes, menu. If. Menu. If. Advanced time menu. Menu. Left. Ideal flight briefing. Flight 1120. Flight. Evalu. WEAT. Size 2. FT Smith. CYTH. On menu.
Yeah,
menu. Aircraft. 787 SOW. White. Winglets. All. Pilot. Payload. One FLIT. FLI, 27,000 luggage, 40s, 2 SAs, 11,000 kg, deck, L, S, 201 S4, Lockheed Martin register.
Let me try something. I'm gonna have to close. Hold on.
Unavailable. Submenu dialog.
I wanna try.
Exit for parts. Ideal submenu dialog window.
3,840
text. What do you wanna try?
I'm gonna go here, and I'm going to try to see.
Flight, WWB-19. Ideal flight professional. Context menu, homepage. Full briefing. View profile. Full homepage. Ideal flight professional. Icon shift, full briefing. View, regenerate, clear flight, reverse, move to look, swaps, tower, destination, continue, hide display text. Hide display, unchecked. Ideal flight professional.
I'm gonna turn that off.
Context menu. Reboots. Tower view. Destiny. Continues. Hide display. Hide display text. Ideal flight professional.
Now let's see what happens.
Contact fly. Okay button off. Plus ideal flight professional.
Dude, don't you see how fast the simulator freaking loads when you click on that?
Well, it takes a little bit because remember, I have it on my
Lockheed Martin for 3DB. Lockheed Martin.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm just saying in general. Like,
yeah, mine's even loading a little faster.
Because it only loads what it needs to load.
I like that. Jeez.
That's the sound of that nice Riku jet spawning onto that runway.
Wow.
It sounds like if that crap got like damaged.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
2,240 text read only.
Now let me see.
Recognizing. Result document. Tools. Scenario briefing. Ideal flight briefing.
Oh, hey Tim, what's up? Oh crap, nine.
No. What?
I was talking to Jesse and stuff. This is gonna be weird because they don't hear the Skype. I'll
6161/B flight. Size 2. FT Smith. CYTH. Aircraft. Oh. Pilot.
Hey guys, now guys, I'll let you guys go. Let me know how that works out with Ideal Flight. See what the
Alright.
Yeah.
See what goes on, like, see if it's, you know, like, I guess your failures were disabled, so I guess it wasn't, you know.
That was just weird.
Mm-hmm.
I'll talk to you guys and, you know, so, maybe later.
So have fun!
How does that advanced time thing work? Like, do I start the plane and then what do I do?
You go to the advanced time thing, you go to, like, go to top of descent, go to approach, whatever, it'll just warp right to it. You don't have to, it's supposed to just, so you can practice landing. You don't have to mess with, like, going to cruise and all that stuff. But the problem is, the briefing's in the way, so you can't OCR to the add-ons menu. That's the problem. Oh, crap, they took the briefing out?
Not necessarily, not really. Oh, shoot.
Well, guys, I'll let you guys go. I'll be, you know, I might talk to you guys later if you're still around.
All right.
WEAT. TS menu. Time menu. Menu. Time menu. Lockheed Martin registered. Recognizing. Result. Scenario. Ideal. Flight. One. Output. It were. ND. L. Add on. FS. So. If. TS menu. Advanced time. TS menu. If. Advanced time.
I'm trying to.
Payload 1 FLIT. FLI 27,000 feet. Luggage. Weight. 40s. 2 SA 74 LV. 11,786 kg. Day. L. S. Eric heading 90 142. S 12 L. Fuel. EDA. VI. S 4 SSA LV. VI. 12 ES 2 LV. Yelp, wait, KG, ISU LV, advance 5, advance 10 minutes, advance 15 minutes, advance 20 minutes, advance 25 minutes, advance 30 minutes, dot NIA, advance 40 minutes, advance 45 minutes, advance 50 minutes, advance 50, advance 60 minutes, advance 120 minutes.
Oh, hold on.
Cloudy, and SSC 11, very cloudy, KG, JS, cloudy, LR, IS, minus 14, cloudy, SICI, IS, bullet, TULAG, NF, WIN, CYTH, WTF, OCC, POP, LR, academic light, 6100, alien,
What the? I'm still moving?
Advance 50 minutes. Advance 60 minutes. Advance 120 minutes. Advance 60 minutes.
Why am I still moving?
Hmm.
Let's see.
D. Lockheed Martin, prepare 3 DV 4 gauges. Call out. Lockheed Martin, registered. Prepare 3 D, registered V4. Okay, cancel.
Let's see how I did.
Context. Phone deck, record, new paper, slot, paper, new profile. Phone meeting, new paper, slot, explorer, look, internet, look, new assessment, new flight, new assessment, double. Ideal, one assessment, slot, notepad, text, editor, mail,
Let's see how I did.
Top. Bottom. Flight assessment, 1720.
That's not gonna work.
Pilot, survey, land, flight land, FC Smith Thompson, Sism, distance, 500 airplane, Boeing 737, 800, Turkish Airlines, aircraft identifier, TJDR, airline, Turkish Airlines, land, flight time, 0040, landed at location, landing site, parking service, forest.
Oh, I landed in a forest. Okay.
Were you able to stop?
No, I was going at 10 knots.
Land.
But I was able to stop to, yeah.
Dangerous flight, poor landing.
Oh, geez, dangerous flight, poor landing. What a, okay.
Perfect aircraft management. Perfect aircraft management.
Perfect aircraft management.
Land. Plan start time Tuesday, March 5, 2 land.
I got my plan start time.
Takeoff time, 3:36:40. Takeoff speed, 251. Takeoff distance, 7,010. Takeoff weight, 100. Takeoff. Land. Maximum pitch angle, 22. Maximum. Final slope deviation. Final slope deviation, 4%.
Okay, not.
Final heading deviation, 12%. Land. Touchdown time, 3:36:57 p.m. Touchdown vertical speed, minus 2,035.50
p.m. Ouch! Minus 2,500 something. Touchdown vertical speed.
Touchdown maximum deviation.
Oh, so you and I have the same issue.
Uh huh.
Touch maximum force. Wow. Touch wave. One touch on pitch down. Near touch on bank left. Touch up land. Gear touch. No gear. Left gear. Touch on
maybe 42. We weren't supposed to fly in a 737?
Right gear. Touch land.
Yeah, what else we could have flown it? Well, besides the, the de Havilland.
Operation error danger. Gear exceeded impact limit.
Oh, yeah. Operation error.
Operation error danger. Gear exceeded impact limit.
Deer, not deer. Gear exceeded impact limit.
Oh, same thing as me, dude.
Surface encounter, dirt, ice, water, forest, urban, asphalt.
Shoot.
And I was landing on dirt, ice, forest. Yeah, so I had a lot against me there.
Operation error, minor, surface incompatible, water.
Yikes.
Operation error, minor, surface incompatible, water.
Land. Error messages. Servicing compatible, longer local time, 3:36, 42 p.m. Gear overspeed detected, 235.60.
So we both had issues.
Lifetime, 0014. Expected lifetime, 132. Normal sim rate duration, 0014. Blank. Takeoff weight, 141.
Yeah, that probably damaged the law on the way.
Yeah, I think I did too.
Lucky Martin registered with our 3D register. Lucky Martin registered with our 3D register. Unavailable. Some men might window. Lucky Martin registered with our 3D register. Ideal flight potential.
Flight WWV19 project flight.
Record
ideal flight. Skype 19 row 1 column 3. Worldwide virtual Google Chrome row. Ideal flight professional row 1 column 2. Ideal flight professional. Contact. Close ideal flight.
Like cadet. Congratulations.
Okay button alt plus O.
Blank.
Are you liking cancel button. Okay button alt plus O. Ideal flight professional.
Pretty good. I'm now a cadet.
WWV19 project flight document.
Nice.
Flights are here unlimited. Take time, Wednesday, my landing site, 10:50, top, ideal flight time,
heading level 5, Jesse Hernandez, clickable heading, clickable level 5, view profile,
contest,
list with
clickable
levels, out of list heading, graphic view map, heading level 5, total thoughts, heading level 130, heading level 5, total hours, heading level 173 hours,
oh jeez, total score, 2 points,
flight total score, 2 points,
heading level 1, minus 8.3 FPM, heading level 5, most flown aircraft,
oh boy,
0 point landing rate. Minus 11.17
time. 0
heading speed.
1 degree
time. 0 minus 1 degree G force. 0 point land minus time. 0 heading speed.
Why did it say that I only flew 14 minutes?
Pitch. Minus 2 degree.
Alright, well, I'll... That works, I guess. Not... Not really what I had in mind, but that's okay. Alright, you guys, I'm gonna upload the, successful version of this flight. The full archive, and... probably sometime tonight or tomorrow, so I will see you guys later. We probably were not supposed to do 737s in this, at least for this mission.
All
right, see you guys later.